This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Belarus's president is under further pressure to step down after 26 years in power as the country held a ninth straight day of mass protest. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heckled and jeered President Alexander Lukashenko as he visited a factory and strikes grew across Belarus. Protesters believe the August 9th presidential election, in which Lukashenko secured a sixth term in power, was rigged. Lukashenko flew by helicopter to a factory in the capital of Minsk to rally support, but he was met by angry workers chanting, "Go away." He told the workers that he would never cave into pressure and a new election could be held, but only after approving an amended version of its constitution, an apparent bid to buy some time amid the growing political crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, opposition candidate Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said she is ready to create, quote, the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections, real, honest, and transparent elections that will be unequivocally accepted by the international community, end quote. European Union leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus. The summit was called by the EU Council president after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, President Alexander Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus since 1994. Germany said Monday it was prepared to back an expansion of European Union sanctions against leading figures in Belarus over its bloody crackdown on demonstrators. After EU ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions, Germany's government spokesperson said even stronger measures should be considered. This is VOA News. A Lebanese judge leading investigations into Beirut's port blast issued a preliminary arrest warrant Monday against Customs Director General Badri Daher, a judicial source told AFP. Daher has been in detention for more than 10 days over the August 4th explosion that killed 177 people, wounded at least 6,500 others, and devastated swaths of the capital. In addition, Lebanon's health minister warned Monday that hospitals are reaching maximum capacity to treat coronavirus patients after the deadly blast overwhelmed clinics and triggered a spike in COVID-19 cases. Monday, China slammed Washington for using, quote, digital gunboat diplomacy, end quote, after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell its interest in another app it bought and merged with TikTok. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, President Trump has claimed TikTok could be used by China to track the locations of federal employees, build dossiers on people for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the conflicts in Libya and Syria with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in a telephone call Monday, the Kremlin said in a statement. The Kremlin said the call's main focus was on the crisis in Libya, highlighting the need to make real steps towards a sustainable ceasefire. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whose first term in office back in 2007 ended in part for health reasons, sparked fresh speculation about his well-being Monday with an unexpected hospital visit. Abe emerged from a Tokyo hospital more than 7 hours after he entered and left by car without saying anything, according to TV footage by local media. He's been previously treated for ulcerative colitis. The British government was forced Monday to abandon its policy for grading exams that were canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. This after protests by students and warnings that it threatened the career prospects of the most disadvantaged pupils. England's exam regulator said it would accept at face value assessments made by teachers in lieu of high school exams, abandoning a moderation process intended to avoid widespread grade inflation. Monday, U.S. Democrats open an unprecedented virtual national convention to formally make former Vice President Joe Biden their candidate for president. In normal election years, nominating conventions draw tens of thousands of party faithful for festive events designed to shine a national spotlight on the candidates. Republicans will hold their own virtual convention next week to nominate President Donald Trump. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.